Recording now.
And if you want to send, do you have the next sheets on your phone? The next Makaros?
Yeah, it's in the box.
No, it wasn't there. The next one, Yichelo Bayez.
They told me to put it in there.
No, Yichelo Bayez.
1 second, I'll check in a second.
If you could just send it, we'll look on our phones.
1 second, I just want to check if I have it. I think I do. 1 second. Yeah, that's 23.
Yeah, if you could just send it quickly to us, we'll have it now.
Okay, I'll. Okay.
Meanwhile, we'll start. Okay. So we begin the next sugya, which is really going back to the Chometz dimension of our sugya. We took a little bit of interlude for Dina Mominus in the last couple of days, but going back to Chometz, the two basic halachas were lacha Chometz, that Chometz cannot belong to you, but if it's a non-Jew's Chometz, that's okay. However, we qualify that by saying, if this Kabbalah Sechrayis, whatever in the world that means, so that would, of course, trump the din, otherwise din of Lacha. And then the Gemara related that to Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanon, the moment called Tarkul, etc. So it's, I think it just came through, those who want to take a look. So it's with this background that the Gemara now begins to discuss another possible application, another possible exception. Is this going to be exception to the rule or exception of the exception to the rule? So let's take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim, the Vavim and Aleph, those we have in the first in Mamakamos. So Tan Rabbanan. Nachri shenichnas lechatzera sheYisrael ubitzeko biyadoi. The non-Jew walks into the backyard, walks into the house of a Jew, and he's carrying some dough with him. It's pretty obvious that we have a chametz problem. Well, not so simple. It's not really a chametz problem. It's obviously the Jew shouldn't be eating that chametz, but in terms of the Jew owning that chametz, it's not him. Therefore, the Braisa says, "Ein zochel levayer." As strange as that may sound, and I'm not saying that your wife is going to approve of this, but if the non-Jew walks into the house carrying their slice of pizza, you know, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that they eat it at your Seder table, but theoretically, if they're walking around with the pizza, nothing wrong with it. Ein zochel levayer. You don't have to do anything about it. Shechoy tarot the Rosh Lachir. If kido etzlo. Oh, yeah, yeah, if the non-Jew gives it to you as a pikadon, obviously assuming there's Kabbal Sechrayis, whatever you define Kabbal Sechrayis to mean, Zok Levayer, then the din of Kabbal Sechrayis kicks in, and you are obligated to get rid of it. Now's the tricky line. Yicha lo bayis, ein Zok Levayer, shenema lo yimotze. But if it's Yicha lo bayis, if you designate a house for this chometz, you put aside this chometz in a specific corner of the house. You give the non-Jew access to that corner, and you say, "This is your closet. This is your counter. This is your area." Ein zoch levayer. Then you're not obligated to get rid of the chometz. Shenema lo yimotze, because the Torah says lo yimotze. Now, this is obviously a very, very difficult braisa to read at face value, because just the word in the braisa doesn't seem to make any sense. Yicha lo bayis is okay. The following action is permissible. As it says in the Chumash, lo yimotze. Lo yimotze sounds like something you're not supposed to be doing. So how in the world is the lo yimotze teaching me yichel abayis? It has a lot of technical problems, how to figure out, just tachlis, what's going on in terms of the reading of the braisa. But finally, when all the dust settles, the Gemara says what the braisa means is as follows. Let's skip down, it's third line into the Gemara, Rav Ashi, I'm in the middle of the line. Yolam ha-sefakoy, v'achi kamar, yichel abayis, ein zoch levayer, Shenema lo yimotzev batechem, the halav di dehu, the nachri ki kama ayel, the base of the nafshi kama ayel. So comes the Gemara and says that lo yimotzev is actually a heter. Lo yimotzev is actually a kula. It's a leniency to teach me that even though I would have thought this should be a problem, no, it's not a problem because the guy is going to his own house. Yichel abayis, it's his corner. You designated that corner for him. It's his corner of the house, and don't worry about it. So Ad Kan Dibri HaGemara. So in the Gemara itself, it's clear that there's a kula taking place. You know, we don't have so many kulas in Chometz. You have to keep it shabbat chazal give you. So Yichel Abayis is mutter, and it's derived from a pasuk Yichel Abayis is mutter. The only thing that's not clear for the Gemara is is that what exactly was the case of Yichel HaBayis? What exactly was the agreement between the Jew and the Goy concerning Yichel HaBayis? Specifically, was there Kabbalah Sechrayis or was there no Kabbalah Sechrayis? So here we have a major machlekes Rashi Rav Meitav, fundamental machlekes to start off the sugya. Just give me the case, and this machlekes is what the case is going to set the stage for a fundamental lomdash machlekes. So if you take a look at the second of the Marmakamas, Tosus writes, Pirish Akundrius, the low keeper of Achrayas, Ela Amal HaRabayis Lefanecha. So comes Rashi and says, Yichel HaBayis has the following meaning, the following connotation. The non-Jew comes with his pizza, and he's now sitting around holding on to his pizza, and he says, I'd like to just leave it here for a while. I'm going out for a couple hours. I'd like to leave the pizza here. So the Yisrael starts sweating by rubbing mouth, eh? So he says, put it down at your own risk. Yichel HaBayis, you see that corner? You put it there. I have nothing to do with that. I'm making a seder. You want to leave your pizza in the corner? Yichel HaBayis, that's fine. Yichel HaBayis, as Rashi, is tantamount to a statement of E Kabbalah Sechrayis. Yichel HaBayis means put down your own risk. It's your corner, my corner. I have zero responsibility for that chometz. That's what Yichel HaBayis means. According to Rashi, then Yichel HaBayis taught us nothing new. Yichel HaBayis is no chiddush. It's exactly what we knew from last week. That's exactly what we knew from before Pesach. We knew already that Chomet Shel Achim is Mutter, Kabbalah Sechrayis is also. If Yichel HaBayis is identical to Lach of Kabbalah Sechrayis, so it's just a restating, a rehashing of the same halacha. You know, Chinam, says Rashi, that's exactly right. The Bryce is just saying something that you can't say cash on the bread. What does the Bryce say? Don't we already know it? We know it because the Bryce taught it to us. But comes to us and says that it doesn't appear stylistically in the Gemara, but that's what's playing out. So comes Tosfos and says, the Kashalari, my area, Yiche, Afila Yiche Dami. So says the Ri, wait a second. If we're talking about a case of lack of Kabbalah Sechrayis, why do you need the phrase Yiche Lobayis? Yiche Lobayis has a certain connotation that I say to the non-Jew, see that corner over there, that 2x4 foot area, that's yours, that's your corner. If we're really talking about lack of Kabbalah Sechrayis, even if there's no Yichel HaBayis, if it's lack of Kabbalah Sechrayis, Shochoye Taro, Taro Shal Chamesh HaGavon. So the Ri says, the Mashmos of the Sug of Yichel HaBayis sounds like there's something new here, there's something B'chudish here, there's something here that I didn't know last week's Shir. There's a new Sug, not just a restating of the last Sug. So comes, tells us, it says, therefore, skip down to the end of the line, appears Shabbat Natam, the Afilu B'Achrayis Myring. No, says Shabbat Natam. Our sugya is talking about the was Kabbalah Sechrayis. Kabbalah Sechrayis, isn't that a red flag? Not so simple. Umishum hochi mafik below yimatzei, the lo choshiv matzoi, kevin shichem abayis. Comes from left field and says as follows. This chometz has everything going against it. This should have been a violation by Rabbi Matzoi. It's chometz kain shalachrayis, not lachavacha, yes, shachrayis. It should have been a candidate for by Rabbi Matzoi. Comes the din of Yichel HaBayis, derived from the pasuk of Lo Yimatzei, which teaches me a new chiddush. What's the new nakuda that we didn't know before? Just because you have Kabbalah Sechrayis on something is not the end. Or doesn't mean you're a Rabbi Matzei necessarily. If you're miyachid bias to the guy, that's a new poter. That's not called Yimatzei. Yimatzei has a connotation. The chomet shouldn't be around you, around accessible, easy, available to you. If I put it down in the basement and I marked it off and I said, this is the non-Jew's property, and everyone's their way. So that's another poter, an independent poter from by Rav Matzah. So major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, is there something new going on in our sugya, or is this just a restating of the old? According to Rashi, if you own chometz over by Rav Matzah, if you have kabbalah sechrayis of chometz over by Rav Matzah, there's nothing you could do to be mafkia by Rav Matzah if you own it or you have kabbalah sechrayis. According to Benetam, not necessarily. According to Benetam, Kabbalah Sechrayis is not the end of the day. Kabbalah Sechrayis is getting you into trouble, but you can simply sneak out of trouble by just merely doing Yichel HaBayis. Yichel HaBayis is the new poet called Alach of Lo Yimotzi. So the Chorim, we have to take Rabbi Natam Shita now to the next level. According to Rabbi Natam, we just machadish an unbelievable thing conceptually about by Rabbi Motzi. Up until literally 2 minutes ago, we've been learning Maseches Pesachim since Chodesh Elul. we've noticed two important things about the Isurim by Rabbi Matzah. One is, you're only over by Rabbi Matzah what's called chametz. So you have to define chametz. We've had spent a lot of time talking about something chametz, something seor, something chametz nuksha, something tarobis. There are a lot of things that go into defining, is this a chetz of chametz in the first place? And then the second important factor to determine whether you're over by Rabbi Matzah is ownership of the chametz. Because the Torah says, le'irah l'cha chametz. So it's not enough just to paskin, is this a chetz of chametz? It has to be a l'chadik chametz. L'cha. I think we spoke once or twice over the last 10 months about what's called l'cha. Is another Jew's chametz called mine? Is chametz of Kabbalah Zacharias called mine? Well, how do you define Kabbalah Zacharias? Is chametz shel hefke still called shalai? Something that shalav yed b'shuso? Is gazal chametz called shalai? It's a whole Torah out there, a whole 8 months of shiurim as to how did it work, how to define the word l'cha. When we got to the laning on the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach, when the Torah says lo yiro l'cha chametz, I start to shake. There was a whole year of learning lo yiro l'cha. So to define the word chametz is critical. To define the word l'cha is also critical. Rabbi Natam just told us a gevaldik chiddush. Rabbi Natam just told us that there's something else that's important. Not only is the chefetz of chametz important, not only is the ownership important, location is important as well. And theoretically, you could have chametz that is subject to the din of Rabbi Matzah, but it's in the wrong place. It's in a place of Yichud L'Bayis. It's in a place that's not really totally yours. It's a place that's been designated for the non-Jew. It's quote-unquote your chametz because it's Kabbalah Zacharias in that chametz, but location is critical. Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi doesn't say anything about location. Rashi says the poter of Yichud L'Bayis is not because it's located somewhere else. The poter of Yichud L'Bayis is because it's the chisan of L'cha, because you don't have Kabbalah Zacharias. It's identical to the sugyas of lack of Kabbalah Zacharias. So the chara, we have to take this chiddush gadol of Rabbi Natam that location can potentially be a poter of by Rabbi Matzah, and ask ourselves, when did Rabbi Natam say this? Did Rabbi Natam say this only on the Chametz Shel Akum that Kabbalah Zacharias on? Would Rabbi Natam say such a concept by real Jewish-owned Chametz? Would Rabbi Natam say, forget about the Goy's pizza who has Kabbalah Zacharias on, and then I put it into the basement and put it into the corner? What would Rabbi Natam say about my pizza? I have a pizza pie from Erev Pesach, and I don't want to get rid of it. I don't even want to sell it to the non-Jew. What I simply want to do is to place it into the domain of the non-Jew. I'm going to be yichud l'bayis to the non-Jew. I'm going to put aside a corner of my house, say, this is your house, this is your corner. Let me place my chametz there. Would that work also? Is that also okay? According to Rashi, that sounds like absurd. It's ridiculous. According to Rashi, there is no kula, no such kula called yichud l'bayis. But according to Rabbi Natam, who derives from Lo Yimotzei, there's a kula of Yichud L'Bayis, one could raise the following shaila within the view of Rabbi Natam. Is the kula of Yichud L'Bayis only limited to these not real ownerships in the first place? I don't really own this chametz. It's the goy's chametz. So it's the goy's chametz that the Torah is mechayiv me als Kabbalah Zacharias. So within this chiddush haTorah of Kabbalah Zacharias, the Torah puts the brakes on and says, it's not really yours anyway. So just, as long as it's not staring in the face, sitting on your table, just put it in the corner somewhere, that's okay. But Lo Yitzu would be real chametz. We don't have a precedent according to Rabbi Natam. You could take real Jewish-owned chametz and just stick it in a corner and call it a day. Or maybe no. Maybe this kula of Lo Yimotzei is all-encompassing. Maybe the kula of Lo Yimotzei is teaching me that guess what? There are now three conditions to be over by Rabbi Matzei. There has to be a chetz of chametz. It has to be Jewish-owned chametz, or whatever the equivalent of Jewish-owned chametz is, and it has to be located in your house. Location, the real estate agent says, location is everything. It's all about location. According to Rabbi Natam, if it's not under Jewish auspices, not in a Jewish location, Jewish geographic spot, no by Rabbi Matzah anymore. Do we have a precedent to say such a thing? In Rabbi Natam, we don't know. Rabbi Natam doesn't talk about the topic. But the Ramban does talk about the topic. So it's a long, long Ramban of the Torah. We'll see little nuances in the Ramban. But let's talk about the Ramban outside for a moment. The Ramban raises this very question. The Ramban says, what would the din be? I have pizza on Erev Pesach. I have an entire pie of pizza on Erev Pesach. And What I really want to do is I want to stick it in the freezer. I don't want to wait on line. I want to be the first guy after Havdalah to have a slice of pizza. What do I do with it? So I don't really want to sell it to the non-Jew. If I sell it to the non-Jew, he may get hungry in Cholamot. He may actually eat the pizza. I don't really want to do that. So I'm really, really in a quandary. What do I do? Says the Ramban. You know what you can do in a Torah? An unbelievable thing, says the Ramban. You can take this chametz, go knock on the non-Jew's door and say, listen, Mr. Brown, I don't want to sell you this chametz. I'd like you to please just keep an eye on this chametz for the next week. I'm going to put it into your freezer. I'll leave it in your house, not in my house. Comes Ramban and says, Min HaTorah, don't get any ideas about this, but Min HaTorah, says the Ramban, that's okay. As long as the chametz is placed in the non-Jews' rishus, that's perfectly okay. How did the Ramban know which state? What kind of halacha is that? It's chametz, it's shalcha. Where? How do you know? Says the Ramban, it's a pasuk in Chumash. We've been learning pasukim so long, we forgot to read the pasuk in Chumash. Shivas yomim, so all the yimotzei, what's the next word? Yivateichem, in your homes. What did the Torah say? Le'ira l'cha chametz, l'cha svar b'chol, g'vulecha, in your property, your domain. Says the Ramban, I'm not a Tana, I'm not dashing psukim, but I do know what it says in the Mechilta, and the Mechilta was written by Tanan, who did dashing psukim. State in the Mechilta, if you have chametz chutz l'beischa, you're not living by Rav Avotzi. It's yours. It's chometz. It's yours. You didn't make a kidney on it, but you moved it somewhere else. That's not a violation of by Rav Avotzi. Al zeh nema b'teira, b'teichem l'may chometz shebeis acherim. Says the Ramban, you want to know what's going on in our sugya? What does yichel abayis mean? That's exactly what yichel abayis means. Yichel abayis means is that I basically designated this corner. It's like you, it's the goy's rishus. Now, whether that's true in terms of pure didi mamonos by simply designating it, giving him access, is that really true to make it his? That's a different story. That's going to lead, hopefully, that's coming to the next sugya. That's going to be back. That's going to be more of a didi mamonos sugya about schiris kanya, schiris lo kanya, but that's not for now. But the theme, the idea is basically the same, says the Ramban. What appears in Psachim and Davavim and Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam's version of Psachim Davavim and Aleph, the Yichel Abayis is not referring to Chomet She'ein Kabbalah Zechariah. I don't need Yichel Abayis for that. That's Potter because that's Potter. Rabbeinu Tam is correct in Psachim Davavim and Aleph. The Chomet Mitam, the Chomet Mitam, the Bailos is an absolute candidate for Baruch Matzei. The Potter, says the Ramban, is location. Davavim and Aleph, Yichel Abayis is the halach equivalent of the Mechiltos B'vateichem L'mai Bayis Shalachom. They're all saying the same thing. So comes the Ramban now and has extended Rabbeinu Tam. Let's take Rabbeinu Tam to the next level. We read Rabbeinu Tam and we weren't sure. Did Rabbeinu Tam mean to say Yichel Abayis, putting it into a goy's rishus, changes it all the time? Every chametz under the sun can be mufka from Erev Matzah by simply deposited by a goy. We weren't 100% sure the Rabbeinu Tam held that way. But the Ramban holds that way. The Ramban says, Enochidam. So we have almost three different possibilities now. Two of them explicit in Rishonim, and one we're guessing in a Rishon, as to what that take is on location. So again, we're dealing with something that's a Cheftz of Chametz. We're talking about something that's owned by a Jew. Does location, placement, geographic location of the Chametz, does that change anything vis-a-vis by Roy Motzei? So Rashi is looking at us like we're crazy. Rashi, change? Who's changing? What's it? I never heard of this. According to Rashi, Yichel Abayis doesn't even mean what you think it means. Yichel Abayis means it's not yours because it's Lokamos Achrayis. There is no Mokar in Shas for, say, geographic location means anything. So according to Rashi, L'chora, the answer is geographic location makes zero impact on Baruch Motzei. According to the other extreme is Ramban al Torah, where the Ramban says, you better believe geographic location means everything. Geographic location, a lack thereof, can knock out Baruch Motzei from Kabbalah Zechariah to Chametz, that's what's happening in Davav, and can even knock it out from real bona fide Jewish owned Chametz, that's what's happening in the Mechilta. So the Ramban and Rashi are literally opposites of the spectrum. Within Rabbeinu Tam, we don't know. We know that Rabbeinu Tam holds his kula by Kabbalah Zechariah to Chametz, that's what I learned Davav. I have no idea whether Rabbeinu Tam accepted this Mechilta. I don't know. Not every Mechilta is automatically accepted in the halacha. Sometimes there are Gemaras that may contradict the Mechilta. I'm not sure Rabbeinu Tam would say about the Mechilta. So whereas the Ramban at first wasn't sure and then was poshet based on the Mechilta, I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam had weighed in on the Mechilta. So I have Rashi who's a definite, I have Ramban is a definite, Rabbeinu Tam I'm not quite sure. But I want to go back to Rashi for a minute. I said with such certainty, you know, Rashi is so sure, was so convinced. I just gave the drasha to those who listen to the, when I give the, I say that a video usually before Shabbos about the for the weekly drasha, 5 minute little snip of a drasha online. So I just sent it out last night about the word kinnega nirali babayis. The Torah is trying to teach us that don't be so sure of yourself about everything. Kinnega, not nega. Don't walk to the kohen without, ich bin a bokhi, maseches begoyim, and I'm telling you for a fact that it's a nega. Learn how to speak, you know, it could be, I'm sure. Learn how to say Lefini is daiti. Learn how to say Lechora. Learn how to talk that way. It's good. It's good for everybody. Just, you know, don't be so, you know, sure of yourself all the time. So here, maybe we're a little bit too haughty on ourselves. We said, Rashi, never heard of it. Never heard of geographic location. Argues the runner. But I said, not so simple. If you think for a moment, what we know from Rashi is that Rashi denied of it. Thomas Pshat Nasugi. That we know. That we could say nega, no, that we know for sure. Rashi says, yichla bayis translates to mean lack of kabbalah chas. But wait a second. Maybe the reason why Rashi is ignoring the significance of geographical location is because he thought on psachim davav, it's a big junk. What do you mean geographical location? Where's this chometz? In the goy's house? Give me a break. It's not the goy's house. It's my house. It's the goy's little corner that I gave him 2 minutes ago, which, by the way, is not even binding the momentous. If he would want to move in there, I would toss him out. So it's not really his location. So maybe it's not that Rashi denies geographic location. What Rashi denies is applying that leniency of geographic location to a case that doesn't meet those criteria. It's not really the guy's house. It's a yichav abayis in the guy. That's not quite his house. What would the din be if I take my pizza and I put it mamish into the guy's house? And literally knock on his door and I put it to his freezer in his house and his backyard and the door's locked and sealed, and no one's coming in. It's the goy's rishus. I can't even get it. Maybe Rashi would agree. Maybe Rashi would accept the mechilta. Maybe the mechilta is almost less of a chiddush than psachim davav. The Gemara psachim davav, although it's talking about a low-level chometz, it's also talking about a low-level goy's rishus. Yigal Levi says, not the end of the world, goy's rishus. Whereas the mechilta is conjuring up a different image. The mechilta says, if you take your pizza and give it to the guy and lock the door and close up, you don't have access. So maybe you can argue that's a lack of batechem, that's not going to be over. So I'm not 100% sure that Rashi is an anti location person. Rashi may also accept a certain degree location is important, but Rashi may hold yichlo bias doesn't meet the mark, doesn't meet the standards of what's called a lack of location. So the Pnei Yeshua throws out this possibility b'dash Rashi. So we're still searching. Is there any Rishon who doesn't accept location at all? Zero, nothing. Location is meaningless for Chometz? Probably. Probably Shittas Rambam. The Rambam learns our sugya like Rashi, that the Gemara is talking about lack of Chomal Sechrayas, and the Rambam doesn't make mention of the Mechilta. The Rambam doesn't talk about the Mechilta. He does. The Rambam has a whole program dedicated to Bayi Rabbi Matzah. He never, ever once says, you can take your chametz, put it in the guy's rishus and call it a day. There's no such Rambam. If anything, the Rambam sounds the opposite. So Rabbi Isai, I think we may have four sheetahs in Rishonim in between the lines as to how important, if anything, location is and what are the parameters. So a whole new sugi by Rabbi Matzah. So up until now, until this morning, we never heard of this topic of location. We thought all you have to paskin is a cheftz of chametz. Is it your chametz ownership? That's all that matters. Now we have a new dimension to Bar Rabbi Matzah. We have location. Is location important or not? So we had the biggest makil on location. The one who says that as long as the chametz is not 100% in your location, if it's in a goyish corner, if it's in a goyish house, any of the above, whether it's your chametz, the goyish chametz, kibbutz. Location. That's the Ramban. That's the Mechilta. That's the Ramban's deriving from Batechem, Lamait. If it ain't Batechem, there's no Bar Rabbi Matzah. End of discussion, according to the Ramban. The Ramban's the biggest Mechil. Then you have the other end of the spectrum. You have the Rambam. The Rambam never heard of location. The Rambam says, ownership. It's all that matters. There is no secondary halach of location. Jewish owned chametz is off limits, is by Rabbi Matzah. I don't care whether it's in the corner, it's in the house, it's locked up in the goy's freezer. Jewish owned chametz. That's all there is. There ain't no more. That's what matters. That's the shit to say Rambam. Then you have logically two possibilities. It could be that location plays a role when you're dealing with not real Jewish chametz. You're talking about a goyisha own chametz with a kabbal sechrayas of that. So a very shvacha kind of a by Rav Emotze, a low level by Rav Emotze, then maybe location makes a difference, but not on real chametz. That would be potentially Rabbeinu Tam. We don't know for a fact Rabbeinu Tam holds that way. We're guessing that maybe Rabbeinu Tam is ignoring, is denying the mechilta for some reason. We still have to figure out why you would reject the mechilta just out of hand. But Rabbeinu Tam is a logical possibility. And our sugya, maybe location is important because the chametz is not real, not really yours anyway. Whereas real Jewish chametz, maybe location is not so important. That's a middle position. Then you have the Pnei Shuvah Das Rashi, also a middle position, but the Idah Gisa, the other end of the middle position. Namely, that yes, location plays a major, major role. So location is a gewaldig matir, but it's got to be a location. Be a location. It's got to be a real goyish home to be a change of location. Putting it in the corner, that's not going to do much. But putting it in the non-Jew's freezer and locking it up, that's going to do a lot. So it could be that according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, the two middle positions, location does play a role, but not entirely like the Ramban, and not at all like the Rambam. It plays some role. To what degree of the role it plays, it may depend. It may be a nuance of difference. Rabbeinu Tam may be placing the emphasis on, if it's Jewish-owned chametz, then the location is not going to change much. If it's Goyish-owned chametz with Kolos HaChrayis, then location could be a mafkir, could be a matir. And according to the Pnei Shuvah Das Rashi, location does play a role, but location means a real bona fide Goyish house. A mere token, Yichel HaBayis, isn't going to do the trick. So we have four possibilities in Rishonim out there. We have two definitive statements in Rishonim. We have a Ramban, who's the biggest maker, the Ramban is the biggest machmer. Those are the two extremes, as we say in life, two extremes are always easiest to identify and to understand. The nuances in the middle ground, we don't have clear Rashi shittas. We have a guess at the Yeshua. We don't have the Rabbeinu Tam shittas. We have our suggestion, our possibility. So we do have possibilities logically of the two middle positions. And it's quite possible that the Rishonim do buy into those two middle positions. So to start off the sugya, we have four different possibilities as to, but I ask you, is location important? So it's not a yes-no answer. There are four different approaches in the Rishonim. At least possible approaches in the Rishonim. Hopefully, Beit Hashem, next week, we have to see, well, what does the Gemara have to say about this? We saw one half-baked line in that Gemara. We saw Mechilta. There are 121, so there's got to be somewhere else in the Sechas Pesachim that says something about this topic. So that's going to determine, is there such a Gemara or not? So we have to figure that out. Hopefully, Beit Hashem will be able to. Okay. Shalom, Shalom.